Lebanese media say an Israeli drone has been downed in southern Lebanon. Reports say a civilian targeted the drone with a hunting rifle in an area near the village of Kfar Kela. A spokesman for the Israeli military says the aircraft was a surveillance drone that is on a security mission when it fell in Lebanon, I should say. The Israeli military has not specified how the incident happened. That is not the first time that Israeli drones have violated Lebanese airspace. In September, the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah shot down an Israeli drone outside the southern town of Ramia. Let's see what the situation around the downing of this drone looks like in Beirut and all the way from the Lebanese capital. I'm going to bring in our own correspondent, Rana Alaeddin, who perhaps can shed more light on the different aspects of the incident. Rana.
So the Israeli drone has crashed in Lebanese territory this morning in Kfar Kela near the Fatima Gate. There are still some conflicting reports as to how the drone has crashed, but according to Lebanon's national news agency, they said that a civilian actually shot down the drone with a hunting rifle. Other reports suggest that the drone simply crashed. Hezbollah's media office has still not commented on the incident, but Al-Manar TV did confirm the news, and on social media, videos of the downing of the drone have been circulating, as well as a photo of the man who shot down the drone. Now, Israel did confirm that one of their drones fell near the Lebanese border, but they still have not commented as to how and why, so they haven't really specified, but they did say it was in the area. So obviously, in recent months, we have seen heightened tensions between Lebanon and Hezbollah, but it first started just a couple of months ago after Israel targeted Hezbollah, one of Hezbollah's positions in Damascus, and two Hezbollah members were killed. And then the following day, we saw two Israeli drones also crashing in Beirut, southern suburbs. So, I mean, as a response, Hezbollah basically said that we've had enough, that we've been seeing daily violations of from Israel for way too long. I mean, actually some reports say that there have been 20,000 violations, airspace violations by Israel on Lebanon since the 2006 war. And Lebanon has filed several complaints to the United Nations because of this, saying that, you know, we have been very frustrated with these ongoing airspace violations, and the people have also been frustrated, but they have received no response. So we can kind of say that Hezbollah, and as well as Lebanese people, have started to take these matters into their own hands. So following the incident a couple months ago, Hezbollah did basically, they downed an Israeli drone in southern Lebanon. And in August, they also, in the beginning of September, following Israel's targeting of the Hezbollah position in Damascus, they also shot down a military vehicle in the occupied Palestinian territories. So we can kind of see now how when Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, said that Hezbollah is going to start taking matters into its own hands, and they're going to start downing any drone that they see above Lebanese airspace, we can see that happening right now.
Thank you very much. That's Rana Alaeddin, Press TV's correspondent in Beirut, with that update.